Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday, read and record the write-up for this month's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see where you suffer with this particular content. Jot that down. Example, perhaps you suffer because no matter how hard you practice, you still get identified when you interact with X. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Beth from Mountain View.
Hello, Beth.
Hi. Wow, when this came up as our focus for this month, it was so prescient because I had just been seeing the other day in reading this other spiritual book about a Zen warrior that what got me into practice was a sense of, you know, kind of I want to end suffering. But I saw a deeper level that may have been more like egotistical in a sense of I want to become the kind of person that everybody wants to be around.
Well, yeah, you're reading a book about a Zen warrior.
I know. Well, and he had like, yeah, instant enlightenment, but he was using it for, he had been bullied as a kid, so he had sort of put out to the universe, gee, I'd like to protect people. And that's basically what he set out to do, was to...
And he took the title Zen because that is groovy and sells books.
Well, not that I understand.
No, I don't want to argue that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So apparently he was guided, you know, by life to just sit meditation for a long time before he even started practicing martial arts or anything like that. So anyway, long story. But anyway, what I saw was kind of identifying that possibly I was not as clear in my intentions of being drawn to spiritual practice. So I'm struggling a little bit with seeing what the issue is.
You know, Beth, that's why we just practice.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Probably not.
Well, so you read a book, and what does that do for us when we do that? Puts us in conditioned mind.
Puts ideas.
Where,
yeah.
That's right. Where ego can start noodling around with, well, and they all start with that, right? Well, okay, now you've got to think about, now there's doubt. Well, now, why are you doing this? Why did you do this? I mean, maybe... This was, and none of that actually has anything to do with practice.
Mm.
Although, if you get a book like Zen Warrior, it's hard for most people to imagine it's not about practice. And it may be about somebody's practice, but the odds are really good it's not about yours.
Yeah, that's a really good reminder.
Oh, if we just get, you know, the way, so, you know, I'm in this email class, and the ways that ego is capable of bamboozling us is really impressive,
yeah.
Right? And so if we, that's the important point to get, right? Practice is learning to direct the attention such that we are here.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Everything is assisting us to do that. If it's not assisting us to do that, then it's probably not something that it, if we really want to practice, you know, there's no reason not to do or to do anything. I mean, we can do anything we want to do, But it's that when I go to sports analogies, right, that if I want an Olympic gold medal in freestyle swimming, snowboarding is not, you know, or spending a lot of time reading about people trekking in Nepal, or that's probably not going to get me that gold medal. There's nothing wrong with any of it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I want is that gold medal in freestyle swimming.
Yeah.
So what I want is to wake up and end suffering. If that's what I want, then that's where my focus needs to be.
Yeah, yeah. So I think what I just saw in what you said was part of my practice focus could be dropping distractions, like being distracted by other people's stories.
Yes. Yes. Now, of course, you know, Zen itself has a rich tradition of other people's stories. They tend to be short.
Yeah.
They don't, and they don't. So I know a great deal about who and how Bankai was as a Zen master. But I know very little about Zen, about Bankai as an individual,
right,
as a personality.
Right, right. That's a great distinction.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, well good.
This last month.
Yes? Did I lose you, Sherry?
Oh, I thought I was here. I just didn't hear the last thing Beth said. Something
Neither
about.
Neither did I.
I didn't. I was excited.
Oh, there she is.
I was excited about this last month, that's all.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Thanks, Beth. So what I heard in that, right, Cherry, that's an interesting description of how to look for the focus, because how we do anything is how we do everything. And so if I'm not here, the process that I'm going to bamboozles me is the process through which I'm going to engage with anything. If we if we realize that is one way of paying attention to what we need to focus on, I think Jen says it right, the portal to wherever, to freedom, is right here. That noticing the process I'm in assists me to look at what I need to be looking at. And so I found it fascinating in that exchange that life is always giving us that information, because the suffering or the resistance to seeing what I need to work on is right there, because that is my process in the moment.
Yes, exactly. So we don't ever have to go anywhere other than here to find anything. Is that,
That's right.
Get that right? Yeah.
And what I was seeing and what you and Beth were talking about is how often we don't see what we need to see, that the awareness is so collapsed that the first place we don't look is the process we're in.
Yes. 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 Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. And which is not an accident.
No.
Right, because that's ego's whole oil. I don't know if it's its whole deal, but it's a big one.
It's
don't
big
look
one
at me.
Yeah.
Don't look at me, ego. Look over there. Look at that, and especially look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look at you and what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's endlessly entertaining for ego. But don't look at what's happening right now, because that does not serve ego.
And if I may paraphrase what I saw in what you were looking at with Beth, it's the related to just what you said. Don't look at me. Look over there. Is another way of that bamboozling is, look at all the me's out there. don't ever look directly at life, right? It's the biggest bamboozle for deflecting the attention outward. Here are all these ways in which practice is depicted. Let's look at that. And therefore, we don't train to this practice is all about direct experience.
Yeah, we don't train to just be
here
with life.
With our practice.
Here, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you said. It's what is it may be about everybody else's practice, but what is it about your practice, right? And that's the direct experience piece. So good to see.
Yeah, we're launching.
We're launching. All right, let's launch on another one. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Janet from New Hampshire.
Hello, Janet.
Hello. I'm so happy to get on today.
Oh, good.
I love this topic. I'm so glad that this is what we're doing this month. And I loved the first, I loved the quote, like, happiness is your nature, and that what is wrong is really just seeking it outside when it really is inside. Mm-hmm. And I just think that is so powerful. And I see that so many times that going out to see that there's going to be something like this is going to be the thing, or that's what I'm told. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the thing. But then only to realize that I had just left what was right here, what you were just talking about, that direct experience of right here.
Yeah, so you're so excited. You're so excited, right? Because this is the, this is the thing. This is the thing.
Yeah.
And it tricks us into, you don't see that you're already having the experience, right? Oh, I'm having it. This is it. It really is. And I really don't need to go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And so that has been something I have really been practicing, coming back to the direct experience. And it has made such a difference, because there are so many times when I'll just say, what is different right now? Why am I feeling like I'm feeling, which is when I'm feeling more expansive, when I'm feeling more spacious, more open. And the only thing that has shifted is within me. There is everything else is exactly the same. And that has happened. That has been a practice that I just keep bringing myself back to, and has been so supportive for me. I guess it's what you were just talking about, is what are you, you know, coming back to being reminding myself, like, this is, how you do anything is how you do everything.
Yes, and what you're doing. So Ashwini and I were just talking about this the other day, because it hadn't dropped in a while. But the definition of bliss that I particularly like is when attention is on awareness and awareness is on attention, the experience is bliss. And that's what you just described. You're turning attention to awareness. Right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't even see it like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when we have the, this is it.
Yes, exactly. And it makes, it changes my life experience completely, because I am having a direct experience rather than
because
being
you're
off.
Having that you're having your life experience. You are being in life.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you something then. So, you know, with the talk of happiness, so isn't, well, this is my, what I'm looking at, and I would love some guidance with this, but that anything, a life experience includes everything. So it just doesn't include happiness, but if you include everything, then it is happiness. You know what I'm saying, or am I not making sense? Uh-oh. I just lost you.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, now you're back. Okay.
Oh, right at that crucial juncture.
I
know exactly what you're saying. And
oh, you do?
And I concur completely. Because,
okay.
just to break it down, okay? So what egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, is an imaginary dualistic world. And it seems real as long as we turn attention to it. When we turn attention to it, just with the one that you're looking at, there's happiness and unhappiness. Now, you know, in spiritual realms, we do things like capitalize happiness or put it all in caps when we're talking about an unconditional happiness. When we go over into ego's dualistic world, it's lowercase. There's happy and unhappy. Yeah.
Right.
And
okay.
That's how it does it. That's how it does it to a person. Well, you can't be happy at that. Well, that's not okay.
Yes.
Well, you did that wrong.
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't have said that. And so what you're saying is, if everything is acceptable, if everything is accepted, if everything is life, then since happiness is a synonym for life, for consciousness, for awareness, for presence, then, yep.
For nature, right?
Our true nature,
and it's everything.
Yeah.
I love that because that goes in with where I get bamboozled is that dissatisfaction that things should be different. And, of course,
right.
Things shouldn't be different. Things are as they are, and then that's that place of happiness is just
right.
Being in that. Yeah. I love that.
Not tripping into duality.
Yes.
Which is, one more
so
before I let
good.
You go. It's so
okay.
good. And the quote that we often use to depict this is Gandhi, if you don't see God in the next person you meet, and then finish that however you want, quit looking or give up or stay with that person until you can see it or whatever it is, right? But that's what he was saying.
Yes. Oh, I love that so much. I just want to leave with one thing. Conditioning told me not to talk about this because what I was going to talk about was just totally stupid. So, I just
of
love it.
Of course it did. Yeah, of course it
I
did.
I just love
of
it.
Of course it
yeah.
did. Yeah.
You know
okay.
nothing
Thank
about
you.
Happiness. What are you talking about? Okay.
That's right.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you, Janet.
All right. Great
Go
to talk
happy.
To you. Bye, you guys. Go happy.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks,
Bye.
Janet. I just love that, Sherry. It was so exquisitely stated, right, that the process by which the all gets bifurcated into the duality, when we're in it, then we're in the duality. So we're not with how things are. We're in the process that sees things as dualistic or opposite. And so happiness exists only relative to unhappiness in that dualistic world. But as soon as I'm out of the process of duality, then I don't have any other option other than being here with how things are, because the process of duality is not operating.
Yes, yes.
Right? So
and,
it has
and
to
people
be
are,
all inclusive.
Yes, and people are just stunned by it, right? Because we move from I'm in the dark room, and then suddenly I'm in the light room. Right? And that and everything I was seeing a minute ago, I can't even remember it.
Yeah.
Right, it's a completely different world, and that's the dualistic versus that which is.
Yeah, whole.
Whole.
Right, and to me, it's the question of whether or not whether unhappiness is included in happiness only arises at that level of duality, and through a process.
Yes.
Like we just witnessed between you and Janet, There's a way in which we step out of the duality and experience how it is. And we actually have to do that. Attention has to move to awareness, and awareness has to be aware of attention in order for the experience of all to be our direct experience.
Yes.
Only then are we experiencing the happiness that is inherent in our nature.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And lest anybody be listening to a voice that is going to try to make that a duality, the imaginary world of ego duality is contained in the wholeness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's very difficult for a linear conditioned mind to be thinking in levels, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. That's why we have to just let go and fall back into it.
Yes. Yeah. And the amazing part about it is we all know how to do that.
Oh, yes. I've done it countless times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Ashwini. It's Jodine in San Francisco.
Oh, hello, Jodine. What are you seeing?
Well, when I was doing the assignment, I immediately saw two pieces of content around practice that I know leads to a lot of suffering for me. But then as I've been listening to this call, I was realizing that it's the process that I was in when that content, came up. That's really the suffering, and basically it's like listening to stories is the process. If I'm listening to a story, I'm not happy. I can't be happy.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yes, and. And just, again, in case anybody's going, well, sometimes very often the story starts out happy. Oh, and then do this and that, and, you could do that and that. But if we stay with the story, it's going to turn. Because the point of the story is to get to the unhappiness.
Yes, if not immediately. As soon as possible.
Yeah. As soon as possible.
And actually, when you said that, I was just remembering, like, coming home from a retreat, and this was one of the pieces of my content, like coming home from a retreat or having some insight about, I want my daily practice to, expand to this or something. And somebody really enthusiastically, devotedly, wants that to happen. And then, the bamboozle happens. Why that's
then the
not
story
gonna happen.
Starts.
Why that was never
right.
The story
that's right.
Like why that was never gonna happen. And and so the suffering there is really poignant to me. I don't know if I'm like still in the story about that, but the person who wanted to practice doesn't get to.
Well, Jodine, here's the thing about that, okay? This is where the encouragement is to do one thing. And so the response to that bamboozle is, well, we'll see. Okay? And then you devote yourself to that one thing. Now, again, you've been with us long enough to know that Ashwini has come up with things on retreats like tap your head three times, tap your top of your head three times when you get out of bed. Or somebody on the last retreat was doing the make gassho every time you go through a doorway, right? So it's just one thing. And it is dedicated to that person who wants so much to do this and doesn't have the support for doing it. So what happens to you is that you, and this is kind of the be-all, end-all of awareness practice, right? You are going to move in to being the conscious, compassionate awareness that will take a stand for her and make sure that she gets to practice the way she wants to practice. Not the content, but the process of it. Okay? So the two of you, you as the mentoring, conscious, compassionate awareness, which is where you want to live, right? And her as the sincere practitioner are going to take a stand and face down egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate so that it can't do that to her. And once we do that, Jodine, we only actually have to do it once, right? Because once we do it, we have proved that we can do it. Then it's just a matter of, okay, well, what should we take on now? What would you like to add now?
I didn't. Okay. I never got it. I never got this. That practice, the one thing. But that's what it's all about. Huh? Maybe for a reason.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Because ego likes that scattershot, right? Well, okay. That's yes, and so I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this and this. Oh, it's going to be so fabulous. Right? It's what we were talking about with Janet. You know, you could just stay right there and enjoy that, right? But ego's not going to let that go on. It's going to go into the story, right? Yeah. So one thing,
right.
One thing we're going to do. One thing. All right. Let us know.
All right. Thanks for the assignment.
Thanks, Jodine. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jodine. Sherry, it looks like we have time for one more caller, so I'm going to try to squeeze them in. Here we go.
Okay.
Next caller, you're
Thank
now live
you.
On the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Ramita.
Hey, Ramita.
In Charleston. Hi.
Yeah. What are you seeing?
The bottom line is this human will never, practice is, the story I've been believing for decades is practice is designed to eliminate bad habits and make me the right person. And
yeah.
It just gets
so
more and more subtle.
As with many people, you confused self-improvement with spiritual practice.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Way back, my very first There's Nothing Wrong With You retreat, I saw how conditioning had me doing extra meditation sessions during every retreat, bottom line, because I needed that. I needed mm-hmm. more than others mm-hmm. in order to fix myself.
Well, and it's so fun to see the egocentricity in it, right? I mean, that's ego's signature. You're special.
Mm-hmm.
You're different. You need, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, because it does that to people on the, you know, well, why do you need the whatever, you know, expensive treat it is? Well, you know, I can't really, because I'm different. I'm special.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. And so I'm better than everyone, and I'm worse than everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I just had the conversation with a buddy about this very topic, and, you know, the heart opened and tears came with the, you know, just the dawning of it's really possible that there's nothing to improve. It just keeps going on.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, and Ramita, the thing that's essential for that is to stop the story.
Yeah.
Right, because the only thing holding any of that in place is the story, which is why in practice, of course, we've just endlessly beat on that drum of needing to redirect the attention, drop the conversation in the head, and get present. Right, because mm-hmm. if we're here, there isn't anything wrong. If we're in a conversation in the head, everything is wrong, and the everything is us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm very grateful for this focus and look forward to participating.
Mm-hmm. Me too. All right. Thanks, Ramita.
Thanks. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Ramita. Yeah, the possibility that there isn't something that is needing of improvement.
Yeah.
Mm, imagine yeah. that, Cherry, the perfection of all that is.
Yeah. Oh, which takes us full circle back to what we were talking about with Janet, right?
Yeah.
The, yes. The, it, well, and I guess it's one of the first lines in the reading that happiness is our authentic nature. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah. No, there isn't anything wrong.
Mm, yeah. Well, our assignment for today, answer this very non-Zen question. Why do you want to work with this particular issue? RL, note, the obvious answer is, I don't want to suffer. So we encourage you to go beyond the obvious answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, it's lovely. Mm. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Take care.
Go happy. Bye.